We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tell us what's happening. I know that the sheriffs are announcing game day stadium traffic patterns. What do we need to know for everybody going to the preseason game tonight?
Well, we've been saying is that this is not the first time that we've had a preseason game during the fair. However, there's a big concert at the fair. There's a lot happening downtown. And then we've got construction that are shutting down the Skyway at in some directions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got major thruway construction right at the 400 overpass that is, even on the best days, is a hassle.
It seems like the perfect storm for tonight.
Yeah, and people have been using it, and that's what we have, too. It's a perfect storm. There's a lot going on. And also, there's a lot of people that go to preseason games that have never been there. They'll get free tickets. Mm-hmm. They're taking the kids. Hey, let's go.
Newbies.
Mm-hmm. Newbies, yeah. And we want people to be aware if they're coming from Canada, Niagara Falls, Lockport, wherever, from the north towns. We want them to know that they should have planned the route out so they know alternatives in case something else happens, and leave a little bit earlier because of traffic and construction.
When you say a little bit earlier, what are you advising? What would be a perfect time for for an early leave to maybe leave some room in case there's a problem?
Well, around here we see rush hour traffic start happening around 3:30.
Yeah.
So the parking lots open up at 3 today. The stadium parking lots open up at 3. You're on the road by 2:30, you're going to be pretty good, barring any other accidents.
So, Scott, the sheriff's office anticipates closing a section of Abbott Road between the entrance to Lot 4, which usually happens at every
That always
game,
happens.
Right?
It's right by the new Aero store. That's always
That's
shut down.
The north end of the closure.
Yeah.
Lot 2, south end of the closure at 2 p.m. All through traffic is going to be diverted at that time. So about 2 p.m., traffic's going to be diverted?
Yeah, they're going to the County Highway Department will be setting up some barriers, some cones, and depending on volume and everything else, pedestrian traffic, no later than 3 o'clock, that area will be definitely shut down and it's for through traffic. Now, those who access private lots or Lot 4, you can still get to those.
Mm-hmm.
It's just basically directly in front of the stadium that you will not be able to access Abbott Road.
Fans' code of conduct is also going to be strictly enforced, so don't bring our tables.
That's obviously a hot thing now.
As a mom, can I just say, what are you thinking? I'm like, what?
Well, let me ask from your perspective, Scott, what are the rules if someone decides maybe they would like to launch their own body on a table? What are the rules?
Well, that is beyond being discouraged, there are rules now. And in fact, we had an uptick in arrests last year because we had to add extra patrols in some of the lots,
mm-hmm.
The stadium lots, because of some of the behavior.
Yeah.
And this could be reckless, disorderly conduct.
Sure.
And we are dreading the day that somebody's going to get seriously hurt.
Same.
It
mm-hmm.
really is. It's just a matter of time, unfortunately. We don't wish it, but we have to anticipate that.
Well, and that's your spine. What
are
someone's
going to break
a neck. You know? On a happier note, following the game, Route 20A, Big Tree Road, is going to be closed to westbound traffic from Abbott Road to Route 219, the overpass. All vehicles leaving the stadium and private lots along Route 20A must leave east.
That's the way it always is for
but
the
it's,
games.
And that's a good feeder outer because it gets the traffic flow moving.
Yeah, it really is. If we got people trying to cross lanes of traffic, it just backs up the parking lots, it backs up traffic. We've been doing this for several years now. We get those private lots. We get that stadium lot. We get it out and cleared in about an hour. We try to do our best to get it cleared, and that seems to work best for us.
Any advice for somebody who's not going to the game but going to the Erie County Fair?
Again, know your route. See if you can find a different way around the stadium, maybe a back way. Go a little bit farther south and then come in that
mm-hmm.
way. That's the best way is just know your route. Look at Google Maps. Everyone has that. And even if your Garmin says go this way, you might want to look somewhere else.
How are the Erie County Sheriffs feeling about the Buffalo Bills team this year?
Well, we're always excited about NFL, always excited about the hometown team. And, you know, it always comes down to that quarterback. And mm-hmm. They've got three guys who are competing. They've got a young rookie who's got a rocket for an arm. And, you know, it always brings hope.
I would be fighting to be one of the officers that gets to be on the horse on the field. Like, that would be, like, the best position ever.
Well, the horses no longer go on the field, but
at the end of the game, though, don't they?
No, not anymore. Darn. But,
Didn't I see them last year?
We've had special occasions where we've had them down there, but it's not a normal post for us.
Yeah. How are you guys feeling about the Jay-Z Beyonce concert next week?
Oh, we got to get through this game and fair first.
One thing at a time.
We're already starting to plan for that.
I love that Buffalo's going to tailgate for a concert, too.
So,
why not?
Oh, 100%. So DJ Khaled's the best music. You guys can be like the best sheriffs, like just saying.
Well, there you go. And, you know, we'll probably put out something again because that's a new type of guest to the stadium that's not familiar with the traffic patterns.
Thank you for giving us some information for tonight's game because I know between the fair and the game and the construction, it's going to be a little bit of mishmash.
The concert is going to be letting out around the same time that the game lets out, and that's going to be bad. So not just getting to the game, but getting home.
Mm-hmm.
Friday's going to be an option for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's going to be late night. You'll be stuck in traffic. Use patience if you're driving out there. Don't be crazy. Don't be a bully on the road.
Our public information officer, Scott Zilka from the Sheriff's Office. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.